This is KDNK's local and regional news. I'm Lily Jones. On Saturday, President Trump denied Colorado's two major disaster declaration requests for the Elk and Lee fires and for the record-breaking flooding in the southwest of the state in October. Governor Polis, as well as the state senators, have released statements asking the president to reconsider approving the requests and unlocking FEMA funding to support recovery efforts for residents and businesses affected by the disasters. The White House has not released an exact reason for the decision. Yesterday, the Northern Hemisphere celebrated the shortest day of the year and the longest night. A time of renewal and the coming of light, the day holds a special meaning for Telluride poet Joanna Yonder. In honor of the winter solstice, Yonder shares her poem Frost with KOTO.
Frost. Right now, it is winter. All things come and go. Do not forget that one day you'll again go out into the gentle garden. It will be golden hour. You will grow whatever plants you wish. For now, hold fast against the raging of the storm, the gale, the dark. This is their season, but you have many ways of staying warm. Draw close now, stoke the fire, and hold the ones that love you. Tell each other of the sun to come, the seasons coming round, fierce and inexorable. Count your seeds, polish your gleaming spade against the keenness of the tempest. Rest and become ready. For now, it is winter. All things come and go. The soil is there beneath the snow, the ice, the wind. Do not forget its softness. Draw near to the fire tonight and become a friend to hardness when you must. But do not forget the softness of the earth.
Telluride poet Joanna Yonder reading her poem Frost in honor of the winter solstice. Locally owned and operated White River Books in Carbondale has books flying off the shelves to support the holiday demand. Still shopping? White River Books owner Izzy Ingram shares what's popular and which books make the best last-minute gifts.
Happy to be back in White River Books. Can you show us around and tell us what's been selling really well this year and what you would recommend for holiday gifts for all our friends and family?
Absolutely. Let's walk over here to fiction first. A lot of these are really popular new fiction this year. Dan Brown has a new book out, so people that were fans of The Da Vinci Code will be excited about that. Ken Follett, another really well-known historical fiction writer. And then there's a few over here. Wild Dark Shore was a big hit in the summer, and I'm still selling it really strongly. It's a very, it's an intense eco-fiction novel, as well as Ian McEwan has a brand new book out called What We Can Know. It's kind of a science fiction story. Thomas McGuane he's in his 80s now, still writing. He writes these wonderful Western books. He's up in Montana. He has a new collection of short stories out, too, that I highly recommend.
That's so exciting. I love a good anthology.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't have time to sit down and read a whole book, and I just want a hit.
Exactly. And that's why I love the short stories that we can put out. There's a Rio Grande in Heaven is a fantastic story collection. He was here at Taka in the fall and sold his new novel, The Archive of Unknown Universes, also an excellent book. And, yeah, it just gives you an option to sort of read something short and sweet, keep it by your bedside table, and don't have to dive too deep.
Easy peasy.
Good for these days when everyone's very busy.
Cool. And what do we have over here in the kids section?
All right, kids books are some of my favorites. I love seeing kids come in here and sit and pull books off the shelf and look at new things. So over here we have lots of Christmas picture books, holiday and winter themed, solstice themed. Those always do well at this time of year because kids are learning about the holiday or they just love a good story. And then there's some new books out in grade school fiction, specifically two big series that kids are always asking for. Spy School by Stuart Gibbs. There's a new book called Blackout, and The Diary of a Wimpy Kid is still going. Wow. I think we're on book 20. Yeah, called Party Pooper. I've sold a lot of both of those for kids coming in to pick up new books. And as far as older kids go, some good series that are still doing well are Keepers of the Lost City, The City Spies, and really the classics like Percy Jackson and Harry Potter still sell well. There's a new Percy Jackson movie or series out, I think, on Netflix, a limited series maybe. And so there's kind of some renewed interest. And what I really love is seeing like guys in their 20s who loved this book in middle school are coming in and like rereading it or buying like the next installment, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, that's a great series, and I think it really does stand the test of time because it tackles so many good themes in like an age-appropriate way, which is the key to a long-lasting love of a book, I think.
I totally agree. And also, it's like these books introduce children on a broad scale to mythology, which is really fun to read. I mean, they're like really exciting, cool, interesting stories, and kids need to be entertained as well. You know, it's not all just about reading to learn. It's reading to be entertained. And I love that Rick Riordan was able to do both things with these books. Yeah, they're going to be a classic forever, probably.
Yeah.
I would be remiss if I did not mention Dog Man. Big Jim Believes is the most recent installment there. And this was one that kids were literally like, it's out today. I'm going to the bookstore to buy it when this edition came out a couple weeks ago. And Wings of Fire as well, which is a very, it's a huge favorite of grade school with the chapter books, and now they are re-releasing them as graphic novels, which are really popular too.
Yeah.
Should we look at history?
Yes.
Or nonfiction?
Yeah.
So this whole back wall is nonfiction. Lots of different categories. One of the big ones selling right now is 1929. Probably my top history book at the moment by Andrew Ross Sorkin. It's a history of the crash in 1929 with some maybe prescient views on where we're at right now with the stock market. So it's a good read.
Yeah, seems like something my dad would be into.
Yeah, a lot of people are buying this one for dads, uncles, grandpas, you know, guys that love to read heavy nonfiction, good history, and need like a door stopper to start the new year off with. Some other ones that are selling well, David McCullough. He's passed away, but he has a last book out that his daughter compiled, kind of the notes on his desk type of thing, essays and pieces that are smaller. So it's not a full history of any specific topic, like he wrote many of, but that's a good one.
And I just have to ask, this book by Paul McCartney, is that actually Paul McCartney?
That is actually Paul McCartney. This is a story, it's a memoir, based on the story of the Band on the Run. And for the fan out there that really loves the Beatles, or, you know, the people like my mother's generation who grew up loving the Beatles, this would be a great gift item, something kind of different. But yes, that is the Paul McCartney. And this one over here, it's called The Way Out. Devin O'Neill wrote this. He's a journalist here kind of in Colorado. It's a story of a tragedy that happened over in Salida involving a hut trip about 6 years ago. So people who like true adventure, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. Happened in the Rockies here in Colorado. And one more book I'd love to show you, kind of in my mind, body, spirit, sort of spirituality section, is The Book of Alchemy by Suleika Jaud. She is a cancer survivor who has created this journaling practice. So the book mm-hmm. is 100 prompts in the form of short essays, small essays, on all kinds of topics. And her goal is to get people to do it for 100 days in a row to kind of break through the reasons why you wouldn't, and to see what you can create out of 100 days of doing a creative practice. And I have a lot of friends who are doing it. I'm in the middle of it right now. It's really a wonderful way to center yourself and kind of experience, you know, whatever the prompts are, to kind of just like dive in a little bit and write it down longhand and not typed. Yeah. And people are really responding to this experience. Yeah. I've sold a ton of these books, and people come back and tell me how much they're enjoying the process, or, you know, liking the creative aspect of it. And I think people in Carbondale really enjoy that kind of thing too.
Anything that we missed over in mystery, fantasy, maybe for the more whimsically inclined full-grown adult?
Sure. So there's a book series, I think we're on eight or nine now, called Dungeon Crawler Carl, which is a mouthful, but it is sort of this sleeper hit that's taking the sci-fi world by storm a bit. They're super entertaining, high energy, kind of crazy stories. And I'm selling a lot of those as well. Folks are coming in looking for them, and I love recommending them. Yeah, so it's just a total escape.
I see a big empty spot right there where I assume a dungeon crawler Carl was.
Yes, I had several of them. Now I'm down to, I think, just one and two. But they're always on the way back. So if something's not here, it will be here in a couple days. And in fantasy, there's been a great re-release of Diana Wynne Jones' classic Howl's Moving Castle, which is an excellent choice for anybody looking for just a little fantasy escape. R.F. Kuang has a brand new book called Catabasis out, very dark academia involving a trip to hell to rescue a professor. And probably the book that's the most popular right now is Alchemized, which just came out to lots of excited fantasy fans.
Yeah. And then what are you reading?
Right now, I just finished Heart the Lover by Lily King. I'm a fan of Lily King's work. I love her writing. And this one was no different from all of her wonderful books. And it's like, you know, contemporary story about a woman and her friends in college as they grow older. But wow, what a like heart-pulling, tearjerker, like really emotional book. I loved it. And she will be here in February for Aspen Words. So I get excited about those authors coming to kind of read what they have out, new books, that kind of thing, to see what's going on in that space. Highly recommend it.
That was White River Books owner Izzy Ingram on the year's best books. This is KDNK News.